Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now. He's brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Odyssey Sports Director Broderick Jones did not practice yesterday for the Steelers. He's got a groin injury. Hi, Jeff, first of all. And secondly, how concerned are we about this groin for Broderick Jones?
Yeah, I mean, it's one day, so let's see what happens today. There didn't seem to be overwhelming concern after a day. But you never know from a groin injury, because guys can walk around and you think, oh, he's fine. But it's more than that. When they try to push off, it can be a lingering injury. So I think they wanted to stop it yesterday. But we'll find out more over the next couple of days. And guys, if it's not him, it's going to be Calvin Anderson at left tackle.
Oof. Well,
is Sam Allu going to be back, do you think?
Potentially. I mean, he did some drills. He did a lot of drills where he was really testing the pec muscle, where he was going up against guys, going up against the pad. In practice settings, they don't really do a ton of contact, but he did about as much as he could in the limited work he had. I think it's looking up. They're optimistic about him. But again, that pec injury. And now Highsmith has a pec injury. That poor dude, if it's not one thing, it's another with him.
Jeff, what do you think the plan is for MVS this week, and what do you think the ultimate plan is in the maybe timeline for Asante Samuel Jr. to be active?
Yeah, you would think that MVS has a window to get in there. I'm not sure yet that this would be the opportunity for him. For Asante Samuel, I mean, listen, this isn't like Kyle Duggar, where they had a guy go down in practice and then had a guy go out sick where they had to play him. They don't have to play him. They do have a lot of confidence in James Pierre. I know that might frighten people, but they do. He's a bigger guy than Samuel. But I think I love the roll of the dice with it. And this guy's 26. He played at a really high level, had multiple interceptions every year, all of his first 3 years. And I think 35 passes defensed. And this guy can cover receivers. Not the greatest tackler. That's been the knock against him. If he's in, it's in a substitution package, because I think Pierre is going to start.
Jeff, obviously you host the Jeff Capel show. It's the Jeff and Jeff show. And follow Pitt basketball about as close as anyone. We talked to Bill Hillgrove earlier about this matchup tonight, Pitt and West Virginia. What are your thoughts on the matchup? How do you expect it to play out?
It's a lot of experience with West Virginia, with that coach. I mean, it seemed like they brought the North Texas team with them to West. I think they start five seniors. And their center, who's about 6'8", he's a handful. It'll be an interesting – I mean, this will be the best competition either team has faced to this point. So we're really trying to get a gauge. I like what I saw from Witherspoon. Like, they're expecting Witherspoon – I hate to put this on him, but to do Bub Carrington-type things. I mean, they think there's a lot of that type of game in him, and it's starting to emerge – and I want to see Corhan against this dude from against Laurent. I mean, I think that's a good matchup to watch tonight.
Yeah, he jumps out of the gym. I mean, he was an all-conference player. He was, you know, he went to North Texas, but that guy can absolutely play. Jeff, where do you think Pitt needs to improve? Ross Hodge was talking about their defensive intensity being outstanding. I've watched all the Pitt games as well. It seems like they've got that down at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the word of sports in Pittsburgh this fall. It's consistency. I mean, there are times, I mean, they came out of the gate the other night, and that was the Pitt team you wanted to see.
Yeah.
And then there was a lull. I mean, you're not always going to – coaches strive for 40 minutes. You're not always going to get that. Most of the times you're not. But the dips have to be less shallow, if that's the right phrasing. They just need to be more consistent. And I think that's what they've worked. We've seen at times you'd like to see the shooting improve a little bit. Rebounding, I think, has improved as the season has gone on through these first couple of games. So that's good. But it's just they haven't been consistent.
Jeff, are you going to get all liquored up Saturday for Pitt Notre Dame?
Jeez.
Well, I'm doing post game, so that would be a lot of fun.
What's your feeling around the game? How do you think Pitt's going to fare? And do you like this matchup for the Panthers?
Man, it's the most physical team they've faced. Let me say this about Notre Dame. You know, you think Notre Dame over the years, they've always had the talent. But there are times under Brian Kelly or other coaches where they're just not physical. At times they're even soft. This Notre Dame team is not soft. I mean, they play hard every snap. They bring it every snap. And I think that's a difference between Notre Dame under Marcus Freeman than we've seen from other coaches. Love is a horse, but I like Pitt's defense. I like Pitt's quarterback. I like, you know, that they have this game at home and that Desmond Reed is back. I mean, it's a huge game for Pitt. I know it doesn't matter in the ACC, but I think they're going to show that they belong. This is going to be a tight game.
What time are you leaving to get down there, Jeff? It's going to be a cluster. You know what? You're going to leave right after this interview?
I'm going to come back from the backyard brawl and just go straight to Acrisure. And I hear there's going to be some tents set up for Friday night anyhow.
Are you and Starkey are going to camp out together?
Yes, Carl.
Also,
he's going to bring the marshmallows.
I looked up during this interview. Jeff, you probably saw me do it. And there's a hooded man in the window just going like this with his fingers up. And it was Starkey. Straight a hood, just pointing up
by
to
the way,
heavens.
By the way, I hope we have as much joy in life, any of us, as Pat does talking to John Gruden.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
That was awesome.
That's good.
That was awesome.
It was
guys.
Gold. It was so much fun. That was a dream come true. And I think it came across that way because I was like so fired up.
And what he said about Heinschel, I mean, you know, his old soul. And then what he said about Will Howard. His enthusiasm is just, I mean, can you imagine being at pregame and Gruden's firing you up for a game? Like, would there even be doors left on the locker room?
No. Nope. Absolutely. Knock on wood if you're with me. I love when he does that.
Jeff, I appreciate you offering to be my DD to Morgantown and back tonight as well. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll pick you up at,
All right, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Have
thanks
you
a
seen,
lot.
Thanks, remember thanks. When we had, thanks, Jeffrey, Cardiello in here?
Who?
Frank Cardiello. Is it Cardiello?
Caliendo.
I'm sorry. Frank Cardiello is a dear friend, member of Chartiers. I'm sorry. Caliendo. Do you see him do the impression of Gruden in front of the Raiders?
Yes.
When he goes, John Gruden, University of Dayton. I do this for free because I love football.
It's great.
He has a big ring on. He goes, Glenn on.
What did he call him?
Cardiello.
Cardiello.
That's Frank Cardiello is a big buddy, good buddy of mine. Sorry.
Big buddy. Jeez.
Yeah, he's a big cog, as you said earlier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.